Good morning. I'm here at the Sustainable Places Conference, or the People Changing Places Conference. We're here to participate virtually, in this case, in a Sustainable Communities Conference. It's the 30th of March, and we've got the People Changing Places hashtag on Twitter. So if you search for People Changing Places with a hashtag at the start, you should be able to see all of our content that comes out of the day. And throughout the day, we'll be tweeting quotes and interviews from speakers and delegates to spark off, hopefully, some sustainable debate. And during the day, policymakers, environmental professionals, community leaders and local authorities from across the UK will be exploring the topic of how can we creatively and sustainably engage communities in the regeneration of their towns and cities. And at key points, or at any point throughout the day, in fact, if you use the People Changing Places hashtag, you can post some questions and hopefully we can send them to the speakers. So I'm here with a lady today who's going to tell us all about today. So could you introduce yourself, please, and tell us about what's happening today?
Hi, I'm Helen Farrer. I'm a CABE regional rep and I'm going to be chairing today. We've got some fantastic speakers who are going to be bringing their own perspective and their own best practice examples of how to engage communities creatively. Hopefully during the course of the day we're going to demystify the whole concept of what a sustainable community is and how we create a sustainable place through empowering and engaging and unlocking local talents. And we've got perspectives from across the Yorkshire and Humber region, but also from across national and international stage. So we're looking forward to a really exciting day, hopefully. Not only do we have good speakers, the delegates themselves all come with a wealth of information and knowledge that they bring from their own perspectives from across the sectors. So we're hoping to hear from them too about their experiences and to work out together how we can sustain the way that we engage our communities in regeneration.
I think that's fantastic. How long has this project been going on for, and are there any particular outcomes you'd like to have at the end of today?
Well, the People Changing Places programme is a one-year programme that City of York Council and BEAM and CABE have been working on together. And this is a culmination of some of that activity that's been happening across the city. And I guess from today we hope that we'll not only bed in some of the learning from across that programme, but also spark some new debate that will help take not only the City of York Council, but also all the other delegates here today, to provoke new ways of thinking and new ways of working as we move forward in our own respective places.
It's definitely been an exciting project. I've seen some really bright and vibrant installations and events and other conferences going on as part of this. And today you'll be doing a talk before the event starts. I can hear people bustling in the background, so I sense that you're about to start soon. Are there any highlights of your talk that people might be missing if they're not here today that you could fill them in on via this audio boo?
Well, I'm only going to be giving a very brief talk just to set the scene because I'm keen that we hear more from the speakers today. All I'm going to be doing is just flagging up some of the definitions that the government and others give to what a sustainable community is. So we've got some backdrop. So if people want to look at something called an EGAN wheel, they can see the sort of eight definitions of what a sustainable place looks like. And we're going to be looking at those and exploring some of those concepts, but indeed we might end up ripping them up and coming up with our own. But that's all I'm going to be doing, is just setting the scene with a bit of background context.
Well, I, for one, enjoy getting my hands dirty, and I'll definitely be listening and contributing and tweeting some quotes from yourself and some of the other speakers. And I'm really looking forward to the rest of the day. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike.